92.9 and 96.5 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
Election campaigning was taken to a new level this year through the use of direct text messages to smartphones. Candidates have sent millions of messages begging people to make financial donations to support their campaigns or encouraging them to vote for their party on Election Day. And the worst part is that a lot of them either have not presented an option to unsubscribe or they disregard requests to unsubscribe, so the messages keep coming unless you have some kind of special spam killer running on your phone. The Federal Trade Commission received over 10,000 complaints about this stuff over the last 3 months. The problem is there's little to no regulation on this kind of thing. If the political campaign team can find someone to sell them a massive list of active phone numbers, all they need is a distribution program to blast out their message, even though you didn't opt in to receive it. And there's no requirement for the sender to identify who sent the message. They can even send them from non-existent phone numbers, which can't be traced. At least there's rules for email marketing. They have to identify who they are, but very little is likely to change with regard to text messages over the next 2 years. So if you think it was annoying this year, just wait until the presidential campaigns start text bombing you in 2024.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.